Can the witness please state her name and spell her last name for the record?
Before she does that, this is David Marcus, and I just wanted to introduce her and make a brief statement. So members of the committee, on my advice, Glenn Maxwell will respectfully invoke her Fifth Amendment right to silence and decline to answer questions today, even though she would very much like to answer your questions. She must remain silent because Ms. Maxwell has a habeas petition currently pending that demonstrates her conviction rests on a fundamentally unfair trial. For example, jurors lied during voir dire to secure seats on the jury, and the government promised immunity and then broke that promise. Newly discovered documents now demonstrate these facts conclusively. If this committee and the American public truly want to hear the unfiltered truth about what happened, there is a straightforward path. Ms. Maxwell is prepared to speak fully and honestly if granted clemency by President Trump. Only she can provide a complete account, and some may not like what they hear, but the truth matters. For example, both President Trump and President Clinton are innocent of any wrongdoing. Ms. Maxwell alone can explain why, and the public is entitled to hear that explanation. Thank you, members of the committee, for having us today. Ms. Maxwell can now proceed to answer her questions with the Fifth Amendment. Thank you.
You are required by law to answer questions from Congress truthfully. This also applies to questions posed by congressional staff in this deposition. Do you understand?
I do.
If at any time you knowingly make false statements, you could be subject to criminal prosecution, including but not limited to perjury. Do you understand?
I do.
This includes both knowingly providing false testimony, but also stating that you do not recall or remember something when in fact you do. Do you understand?
I do.
Furthermore, you cannot tell half-truths or exclude information necessary to make statements accurate. You are required to provide all information that would make your response truthful. A deliberate failure to disclose information can constitute as a false statement. Do you understand?
I do.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly declare and affirm under the penalty of perjury that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Ms. Maxwell, were you a close friend and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein?
I would like to answer your question, but on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer this question and any related questions. My habeas petition is pending in the Southern District of New York. I therefore invoke my right to silence under the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Ms. Maxwell has invoked the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Ms. Maxwell, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Ms. Maxwell, did you at any time play any role in Jeffrey Epstein's activities involving the recruitment, grooming, or trafficking of young women or girls?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Let the record reflect that Ms. Maxwell has invoked the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Ms. Maxwell, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Ms. Maxwell, have you ever coerced, directed, or otherwise instructed any young woman or girl to provide sexual favors to Mr. Epstein or any other individual?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Let the record reflect that Ms. Maxwell has invoked the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination.
At any point during your personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, were you aware that Mr. Epstein was sexually abusing minors and adult women?
I would like to answer your question, but on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer this question and any related questions. My habeas petition is pending in the Southern District of New York. I therefore invoke my right to silence under the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Have you ever facilitated the sexual abuse of any minor or adult woman by Mr. Epstein?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Have you ever participated in the sexual abuse of any minor or adult woman?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Ms. Maxwell, considering your invocation of your Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination pursuant to the terms of the subpoena, you are excused.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Chairman Comer. Appreciate you.
Thank you. We'll go off the record.